Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. I hope you're all good. I just want to give a shout out today to my Julie Jones, who is sponsoring today's podcast. Thank you very much, Julie. If you would like to support the podcast, please look in the blurb because I'm putting the link to the Buy Me a Coffee page. It helps keep this podcast advert free. Right, so let's crack on with today's topic. Now, today I've had an email from Brooke, so let me just bring it up. Brooke says, "Hi Hannah, love your podcast. Your down to earth and to the point discussions have helped me in my psychic medium development more than anything else. Woohoo! Yay! Good! I've had some instances of receiving what seems to be very strong, clear and aligning messages or signs on something. Even my tarot readings held the same message on what I thought I was picking up, the same cards through multiple days. But then that turned out to be wrong. Why would so many messages from different sources point to something incorrectly? Could it just be my energy and bias generating all the messages and none from my guides at all? Can your own energy bias make certain cards come up from an oracle or tarot spread? It's a frustrating block in my development." I'm not laughing at you, Brooke. I'm laughing with you because there's a little bit of me that just wants to slide this one into the accidentally deleted pile. I haven't got that pile really. And just go, because I don't know if I fully have the answer for you, but I know that I will try and explore it for you because it's important never to shy away from something just because you don't feel like you understand it fully. So, where do I begin? First thing I want to say is, and funnily enough, I was just being interviewed by a journalist before I recorded this, and I was talking to them about this too. We are the creators. So, it depends from what point of view you are receiving the messages or pulling the cards. I personally believe that the spirit world always, without fail, without doubt, want you to be opened up to your fullest potential. And that is what I believe living an aligned life is about. It's about opening up to things, even if they scare you, even if they feel uncertain, even if you don't really know what the heck you're doing. It's about doing it anyway, in spite of that fear, in spite of any resistance you've got, in spite of your programming. So if you're pulling cards because you want that feeling like you're on the right path or like your potential is what you think your potential is, let's be honest, we feel like we've got this unlimited potential sometimes, rare moments. And then you start, your brain kicks in and goes, who are you to have all that potential? Who's that going to happen for? How's that going to work? And then we pull back from our potential and pull back from our potential. And sometimes pulling yourself a card can help you to say, ah, yes, I was right. So, right, here's an example. The best example I can give in this moment is I keep pulling the victory card. I mean a lot. I have pulled it 20 times in the last 2 months, nearly every reading, victory. Now, I pulled that victory card on the day that I had the demonstration that I wasn't comfortable with and I recorded, ouch. I pulled the victory card the other day when I realised that I forgot to book my car in for an MOT and it's 2 months out of date. I pulled the victory card on the day that I had a migraine. Does it mean that I wasn't victorious? What define victory? Because I'm still moving in the right direction. My podcast hit over 10,000 downloads in May. Holy, holy, holy shit. So things are still moving in the right direction overall, even if there are some very human moments getting in the way. So that's something we have to be aware of. I think the spirit world will never come in ever and say you're aiming too big. They might tell you to rest. They might tell you that you need to integrate some more lessons. They're always fun. I've had plenty of those cards and messages, but they're never going to come in and tell you that you can't do something. So strong, clear and aligning messages should always be positive, and your card readings should be positive. You should always be getting that opening up to your potential. When I see mediums doing the sort of fear-mongering card readings on TikTok and stuff like that, it makes me feel sad, because I don't believe that the spirit world ever come in and add to your problems. I got 99 problems, but spirit ain't one. Sorry, JC. I'm sorry. Anyway, but you get what I mean. Now, the other thing we have to think about in this scenario is free will and choice. When you have a client sat in front of you, I'm going to give you an example here, and you can see surrounding them this beautiful energy of happiness, of potential, of all of their dreams coming true. But you can also feel within their energy field closer to them things that need to be healed, permissions that need to be given, barriers that need to be broken through. If you tell them that you can see that potential, but this is what they need to do, and they don't do what they need to do, does it mean that you were wrong? I don't think it does, because it's always free will and choice. And it's always about what we do for it. So it's always really, really hard. I remember doing a reading for somebody who was a work colleague of a friend of mine, and they were looking for love. And I try to stay away from love readings, because I think the idea of one single person in the entire universe that's meant for us is very limiting and disempowering. I also think soulmates take many shapes and forms. And I also don't like expressions such as "you complete me," "you are the other half of me," "you are my rock," "you are my world." Partly because I'm just not that kind of girl. But second of all, because it's about being open and learning and growing. It's about community, not a singular... I mean, imagine being that person with all that pressure put on them. I would run away. If my husband started saying to me, "I can't do this without you, you are everything to me," I'd be like, "You sound very disempowered. I think that I need you to spend some time on your own so you can learn to live." And it doesn't mean that I don't expect him to feel sad if I got hit by a bus tomorrow. But I don't want him to live using me as a tool. I want him to live as he needs to live, and then we can collaborate and support and grow together. So I will struggle with love readings for that reason. Anyway, I digress. There's a surprise. So she wanted to know when she was going to meet somebody, and the spirit world gave her this amazing message about pushing through barriers and boundaries. Now, one of the things that you will have heard me say before, and I often say in readings, is you can't expect things to change if you're doing the same thing the same way always. You can't just say, "Spirit world, change my life for me," and then continue to live your life exactly the same as you were. That doesn't work. So you are needing to always be open to trying things differently, not necessarily because they're going to lead anywhere, but because you need to open up your energy to it. So I remember with this lady in particular, she was advised to go and join some groups. She was advised to try different experiences that weren't in her comfort zone. Now, that doesn't mean that she was going to meet the love of her life if she jumped out of an aeroplane. What it meant was her energy needed shifting from the same, the routine, the everyday. She needed to create space in her energy, and the only way to do that was to get things moving so that the stagnant stuff that was held could move to the top and be dealt with. And she said, "I want a timeline." And I asked Spirit, they don't always give timelines, but I remember in that scenario, they said June. So you will get what you want if you do what we ask you to do by June. So I shared that. Anyway, she went into work the next day and said to my friend, well, Hannah's told me I'm going to meet Mr. Wright by June, so she better be right, because if not, I'm going to be really annoyed with her. What? Excuse me? But this is how people are so disempowered. So sometimes, Brooke, dare I say, we get in our way, or again, other people might get in their way. So this is a very hard answer to give you specifically, because you haven't given me context, but then I kind of like that you haven't given me context, because it's making me look at all possible options that it could be. So there are things that you need to do in your energy to make things happen. Do I think that I can get a number one podcast in the spiritual charts without recording any podcasts? I don't. Do I think that I can get to where I want to be in my mediumship, evidence, and the way that my mediumistic skills work without getting it wrong sometimes? No, I don't. Will it be comfy? No, it won't. So there's all of that going along there. And then there's also other people that come into the mix, and free will and choice. Do I feel like the spirit world make all the people around me puppets that are bending to my will? No. Now, Abraham Hicks would say, when you're in alignment, everything flows, and, you know, all this conscious collaboration. And I agree with that. But what about the people that aren't in alignment? So sometimes you are held in place by other people's decisions, other people's options. If you want to move house and your husband doesn't, you can't ask the spirit world to make your husband want to move house. They would never take away his free will. So then you're trapped in that scenario. Does this make sense? So there's all sorts of things like that that can get in the way. If we ask you to choose happiness and you choose to not choose happiness, whose responsibility is that, and where does that lie, and what impact on your future existence will that have? This morning, I was really mean to poor Alex, my husband. He didn't respect my boundaries, so he wanted to talk to me. He wanted to just share a little bit of something he'd seen on Facebook that was about somebody I used to be friends with that isn't friends with me anymore. And I have asked him not to do that, and he forgot, and he started talking to me about it. And then I overreacted. It was me, completely me. And then he went to work, and I was angry for a bit. And then once that energy subsided, I thought, actually, I did completely fly off the handle there. And you can assert boundaries without being a screaming banshee. And so I thought, well, I'll talk to him about that later. And then I thought, why leave that all day just to fester between us? So I sent him a text saying, I'm really sorry I shouted at you. That was a complete overreaction. I take full responsibility and I'm sorry. I could have held on to that all day. And as soon as I did, he replied and said, sorry for bringing up stuff. I know that I wasn't respecting your boundaries. Completely forgot. I will try harder with that. And then I sent, I love you. And he sent, I love you too. And it was all fine. I could have chosen to sit on that all day. And then I wouldn't have been able to record this podcast because I'd been festering and so on and so forth. So we have choices in every single moment. And the cards can't predict what you're going to choose. We can only tell you what's available to you. Now, oh, there was something else I wanted to say. Oh yes, here we go. Now I'm going to say something else. If you are a spirit guide and you know that your person needs a certain experience for their development, would you give it to them? Yeah, you would. That's what we've agreed to. So therefore, I think sometimes when we're pulling cards or when we are asking for messages for ourselves, sometimes they don't tell us necessarily what is factually true, for want of a better expression. Sometimes they tell us what we need to hear. And sometimes what we need to hear is not comfy and nice and lovable. Sometimes it's triggering. So you may have heard me say before, I absolutely hate cards like patience, rest and rejuvenate. And I hate them for a particular reason. Well, two particular reasons. Number one, that's just not me. And I know that I need to do more of that, but I'm actually pretty good. I've got a complete self-care day today. I've already had a massage today. Later on, I'm going for a haircut. And then after that, I'm having a facial. And then I'm meeting my friend for cocktails and dinner out. So I am having a completely self-resty day, self-carey day. I think that because I'm such a workhorse, naturally, a lot of people, when they read cards for me, they are intimidated by that energy. And so I get a lot of sort of, you need to hold back, you need to slow down. Now, there will be times, and there have been times, that the spirit world have told me I need to slow down, and that has been the message. And then equally, there are times when people say that to me because they don't know what the heck to do with me. And one of the best readings I ever had was by Lynn Parker, who I interviewed on the podcast. And she said to me, this isn't working, this isn't working, this isn't working. And I'm going to tell you to get rid of all of that. But I'm not going to tell you that your life is going to become quieter or easier, because that's just not you. Try and rest where you can, but you've just got too much. You just love to work, love to be busy. So this part of your work is not in alignment with you, but you're going to fill it with stuff that is. Now that was a banging freaking message and made loads of sense to me. But that week I'd had loads of people going, slow down, be still, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying that they were wrong. I'm just saying, I'm just saying what I'm saying. So sometimes we get messages to trigger us, to push us, to not because it's really going to happen, but because actually we can have the reaction of what's going to happen without necessarily needing to experience it. So for example, you all know I had that DEM that I wasn't very happy with. I didn't feel comfortable for me. That has taught me loads and loads and loads and loads and loads. My imposter syndrome was at the driving wheel. Big lesson. When I went to demonstrate last week and I pulled myself a card, did I get victory? No, I bloody didn't. I got negative thoughts manifesting into real life situations. And I thought, yeah, that's fair. Because I was so nervous about it, I was winding myself up and more likely therefore for it to not be successful. And the spirit world aren't going to coddle me and say, there, Hannah, here's a nice card. You can do it. We got you, girl. They'll give me what I need. And what I needed was to be triggered earlier in the day so I could feel that things not going the way that I want to energy and sit with it and process it before the demonstration. Didn't mean that it was going to manifest that way. It meant that I needed to sort myself out earlier. Does that make sense? I hope so. Now, here's the other part of it. Of course, your own energy and biases can get in the way. What a bloody nightmare. It's such a problem. So yes, you can get in the way. You can pull cards for the answers you want rather than the answers you need. You can misinterpret stuff. It's just such a quagmire. And this is why it's really important to make sure you are in a good space when you are reading for other people, but also when you're reading for yourself. If you're having some sort of, and if you're like me, I don't know if everyone is like me, I have a lot of emotions. I always have. I've always felt all the feelings. It's a nightmare for everybody. I feel so much. But within that, I can be kind of four seasons in one day. I can have the best day ever and in that 24-hour period also think that there's no point to life and start planning my own death, and also be in a furious rage of anger, and also be loving and soft and gentle and coochie coochie coo. That is my human experience, and I get that that might not be that might not be the most spiritually sounding experience, but that is who I is, and I can't do anything about it. So therefore, if I pull a card when I'm on the brink of despair, it could, I'm just trying to think of an example. You've just always got to be mindful that you are mixing here. You are putting your energy into the mix. And so sometimes expectations can get in the way. But Brooke, what I'm really feeling with you is that I don't feel like you were wrong. You're going to have to message me and tell me the actual situation. I won't share it on the podcast if it's private, but just so I can sleep tonight. Because I feel like you were right. I can't change that. I don't feel, this isn't coming in when spirit are talking to me and inspiring me of what I want to say to you. They're not like, yeah, she really dropped a clanger there. So I just feel like something needs tweaking. It's like oh my God. I tell you what I'm seeing in my mind's eye. It's like a safe. You know, when you go tick, 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 and you're twisting the dial on a safe. It's like that. It's like it just needs fine tuning to get that little clunk inside, but it doesn't mean that you're completely wrong. Also, I feel that I need to say it this time, don't forget, the spirit world are not working on our timelines. It's easy to pull yourself a card and assume that it's going to be delivered immediately. And sometimes it takes a bit longer than we would ideally like. Sometimes we elongate the process by getting in the way of it, which is another thing that I've learned about my demonstrations. I see so much learning from that one experience, is that I was trying to get myself to where I want to be ultimately, and I was trying to make it happen by pushing it and shifting it. And what I needed to do was just allow it to happen. And actually, in trying to create a smaller scale version of what I want to happen ultimately, I was actually getting in the way of it happening. So therefore, I've pushed that back on my timeline and my experience because I got in the way. And I think there's stuff like that too. It's almost like when they say, yeah, this is going to happen, the human part of us goes, okay, what do I need to do? And the spirit part goes, nothing, it's going to happen. And the human part goes, yeah, but what do I need to do? And so on and so forth. So we're constantly trying to work through those two sides of us. So that is what I want to say about that. Yeah, we can get in the way. There isn't a crystal clear answer on this. But I would suggest you pull the cards again. And if you're getting the same message, it just means not today. Just allow it. Because I don't feel like what you were getting was wrong. Just needs tweaking. And this is always the problem. And I was talking to Juan from Third Eyesight yesterday because he interviewed me for his podcast, and he's just put a post out on his stories just saying, I'm taking a break from doing readings because I need to get myself out of the way. And God, I applaud that. I wish that everybody would have that level of integrity, because it's an important thing to be able to realize, especially when you're reading for other people, but also when you're reading for yourself, that you can get in the way, that you are not being that clear vessel that you need to be in that moment, and feeling empowered enough to step back, but also not to step back and lie. I mean, the bravery in just saying, this is where I'm at, the truth in that. Oh, that resonates in me. I love it. Viva the changing times of spirituality, where people actually do stuff like this and talk about what it's really like rather than the sanitized version that makes them look good. Oh, so there we go. Keep pulling the cards, everybody. Don't despair. Don't get in the way. But equally, know that you can get in the way many, multiple times, and you do. So I hope this helps, Brooke, and if it doesn't, send me another message and I will try and take it further. But I loved it, and thank you so much for messaging, because it was such a great topic to talk about. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.